Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me?
All right. Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, where we know how to TCB. And I have my best friend from across the water already, because she's so consistent. This is just so cool. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Jenny.
Yay, everything's working. How about that?
Oh,
this is fantastic.
Great.
Golly moly. Yes. I didn't have a show last week because I was kind of in the middle of switching things and not settled down and ready to do anything. So we're going to have the show today that we were going to have last week with the same requests and everything. Plus, I have one new request from Lonnie. So we're going to be doing all that stuff. And it's all good music because this is rock and roll, people. We do have other stuff, too, but it's mostly rock and roll because that's what we like. That's what moves our soul. And it's not Sunday, so it's okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to start out, as a matter of fact, with Lonnie's most recent request.
Okay.
And it's If Tomorrow Never Comes by Garth Brooks. Now, this one is going to grab your heart. This is going to grab your heart because it's just, he put so much love into this song. You just, it's beautiful. Give it a listen.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And the thought crosses my mind, if I never wake up in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I my only one, and if my time on earth were through, be enough to last if tomorrow never comes. 'Cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I love them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself, say each day how much she means to me. And avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. 'Cause if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? The love I gave in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? So tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about what if tomorrow never comes? Have you told all the important people in your life that you love them in whatever form that love takes? Love is love. It doesn't have to be romantic love. Love is good love. And, you know, we all have, I really do believe we all have that regret, that one regret where we learned that lesson. Mine was my grandpa when I was 16. He was in the hospital with cancer. I had the chance 2 months earlier to go down with my mom and see Grandma and Grandpa. And it turned out that that was my last opportunity to see Grandpa, and I did not go.
Yeah, well, Jenny.
I know. I never got that chance. Yeah. One more, I love you. And I have regretted it ever since. So never let that chance go by. Always say, I love you when you feel it. Don't lie about it. Don't lie about it. Don't make it be something more than it is. But if it's there, always say it. Because you might not get another chance. Come tomorrow, you might not get another chance. So you need to do that, people. You need to do that. Thank you, Lonnie, for the reminder. I love that. I'm going to stick with getting some of these requests done. I'm not going to say out of the way because they aren't getting them out of the way. They're good songs. So I'm going to get one more done. And it's Angels from last week. Bobby Darin singing Dream Lover.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, where are you? Someday, I don't know how, I
am I free? Some way, I don't know how, she'll bring her love to me. Dream lover, until then, I'll go to sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do, till all my lover's dreams come true. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, until then, I'll go to sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do, till all my lover's dreams come true. 'Cause I want a girl.
For Angel, and I know she liked it because he asked for it. All
yeah.
right, we might as well keep this going and make sure we get all of our requests in. I don't forget anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, there could be something I forgot to load, but you'd think by now I would have it done. This was requested by John, and it's one that I know Brandon is going to love too because it's Josh Groban.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to bring him home. have got to admit that Josh Groban has such a pure voice. There's no air, there's no gravel, there's no grit. It's just pure tone. And you just find yourself listening without really even wanting to or trying to. It's just there. And that song was from Les Miserables. So, you know, kind of what the tone of that story is all about. It's not a happy one. But, you know, if you get a chance, check it out because it's worth the time. Okay, I've got one more here. Well, more than one more, but for right now, it's going to be one more because I can play one at a time, right? Okay. This was a request from two shows ago when I was going to play it, and I couldn't find it because I loaded it into my computer, didn't load it into the show, which does happen sometimes, brain fade, you know. But it's from Brandon, and it's Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio. And they're singing Train Kept a Rollin'.
I called a train, I met a dame. She was a hefty and a real gone dame. She was pretty from New York City. And we trucked on down that old fair lane with a heave and a haul.
Well, there you go, Brandon. Finally, train kept a rolling. So that does help. We've got that out of the way. I don't have to worry about it anymore. We played it. That's great, isn't it? All right. I'm going to go with Shauna's request now for last week's show. And I love this because Alabama is awesome. So this is Play Me Some Mountain Music.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Grandma and
play something with lots of feeling.
Cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey, hey.
Mountain music that really moves. That's great. Mm. Yes. Okay.
I'll
it's time for an Elvis song. Isn't that great?
Whoa.
I always love the fiddle. Another great fiddle is the Charlie Daniels Band. Charlie Daniels can burn it up. Oh my gosh. I love listening to him. And there was, I don't know if you guys remember the band Yankee Gray. They weren't around for too long. They did make two or three CDs. But they were really, really awesome. Their fiddle player could really burn it up. Oh, man, I got to see them once at a park concert. It was great. It was great. They're not around anymore, unfortunately, and I don't know what happened, but that's just how it goes sometimes. So it's time for an Elvis song. We all like that.
Yes.
We're good with that. And I'm going to play one of my favorites. So this is a request to me. I'm going to go with Poke Salad Annie.
Oh, yes. I love this.
Thank you. Poke Salad. Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields, and it looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Anyway, that's poke salad. I know a girl lived down there, and she'd go out in the evenings and she'd march a little bit. She'd pick a mess of it. Don't make any sense, does it? Pick a mess of what? Carry it home and cook it for supper. That's about all they had to eat. I'm get you ready, oh. Everybody said it was a shame, y'all, 'cause her mama was a-working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor-toting woman. Get back to the place, sir. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of poke salad, carry it home on a toast sack. Poke salad, Annie, here to get your granny. Yeah. Everybody said it was a shame, but her mama was a working on the chain.
Get a chance, anybody listening, if you get a chance to watch that video,
a little longer than we anticipated.
Yeah, and we don't care, it's okay, but if you ever get a chance to see that video, you will understand why all the girls are in the audience screaming their throats apart.
Oh, yes.
you'll get it. There will be no question as to why, because that is one knockout video. It really is. That would have been some concert to be a part of, except that you probably couldn't hear him as well in concert because everybody's going crazy nuts, screaming their heads off. You know, and they're rolling down the aisle and playing kickball with him and whatever. But you know, it's just I can see in my mind's eye that video every time I play that. And
could see every move of him. Well,
my gosh, that is one knockout video. You know, that has got to be a killer song to do. Even for the ETAs nowadays that do it, that has got to be killer physically. And you need something real, real slow after that, but I'm not going there. So
no.
No, that's, we don't need to do that. We're okay with that. I am instead going to play Johnny Tillotson singing Poetry in Motion.
When I see my baby, what do I see? Poetry, poetry in motion.
Gotta love the 60s. I mean, know, how could you not like this music? Of course, I've mixed in some other stuff, especially if it was a request. So we kind of deviate once in a while from the 60s, either earlier or later. But that's okay, because there was some great stuff in the 70s, too. And the 80s, once in a while, you'll find something really, really fantastic. Most of the time, I put up with it. But, you know... There is some good stuff. I have to say that there is some good stuff. But right now we are going to do another request. If I can get my, there we go. It keeps rolling on me. I don't know why, but we're going to do another request from Brandon. And I haven't made up my mind about this one yet. It's not a bad song. I'm not going to say I hate it or anything. I just haven't made up my mind yet. So I need to play it again. And just make up your own mind. If you like it, fantastic. I'm playing it anyway, so it doesn't matter. Cheap Trick, requested by Brandon, The Flame.
Another night slowly closes in, and I feel so lonely. Touching heat freezing out my skin. I pretend you still hold me. I'm going. I can't believe
watching shadows move across the wall. Feel so frightened. I wanna run to you, I wanna call, but I've been hit by lightning. Just can't stand up, the falling apart. Can't see through the spell across my heart. Over you, you'll always be the one. You were the first, you'll be the last. Wherever you go, I'll be with you.
I just need to hear it one more time. That's all. It is a good song. It's not mellow, but it's very, very nice. They sing it just right. It's not the usual thing that you expect from Cheap Trick, but it's good. I'm glad they deviated for that one. It's good. I like it. Okay, back to the 60s, folks. The Zombies. Another one of those. Where did they come up with that name? But they did. The Zombies. Time of the Season.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In the time, give it to me. Let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised land,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Your daddy,
who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Thank you.
Alrighty then, and we like that one. I've always liked that song. It's one of those where you just got to stop and dance, or dance while you're cleaning the house or dusting or vacuuming or whatever. It really looks kind of weird, but it's fun. So you just take it and run with it. What the hey, you know? There's nobody there to worry about it, so it's fine. Yeah, you know. I still do that, you know, or when I'm mowing the lawn. I just go and I start singing the stupid little nursery rhyme song, you know, and just over and over and over and over. And if my ex would come out or my son would come out of the house while I was doing that, they just kind of looked at me very strangely and turned around and went back in the house.
Oh, best leave her alone.
Yeah, just like, leave her alone. She's going crazy. We're going to let her have it. She's not hurting anything. She's okay with the lawnmower. Just leave her be. But, you know, hey, it got me through mowing the lawn. Now, I have to admit, I love mowing the lawn. I don't have a lawn anymore, but I used to love mowing the lawn. So I miss that green cut grass smell.
Mm. No, smell of it. Beautiful.
Yes. Well, I grew up in wheat country, and along with the wheat, of course, you had the cattle, and then you had the hay fields and the alfalfa fields and all that stuff.
Nice.
And just to drive past that during haying time, one of my favorite things to do. And my grandpa was a wheat farmer, so I got to do that all the time. It was great. And drive down the road behind a hay truck, and you can just smell that hay to your heart's content. It was great. People think I'm weird because I like to smell hay and cows.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try to. I'm not even going to try to analyze that one. It's just that's just what it is. We're going to leave it alone. I haven't. Well, think about it. That is pretty strange, but that's okay because I'm a little strange, a little off the wall to the left or whatever. Anyway, I tilt as I walk. You know. I didn't have much sleep, guys. That's just how it rolls. Okay. Oh, and while we're talking about not sleeping, I am going to let you know that tomorrow is going to be the first Gospel Hour show.
Oh, lovely.
And I'm doing that at the same time of day as this one because I don't have to work this weekend. I don't start working until next weekend. So come next weekend. Sorry to do this to you, kids, but the Gospel Hour show is going to be at like 6, 7 a.m. Mountain Time.
That's okay.
Simply because I can't go home and get 3 hours sleep and come back and do a broadcast and then go home and try to sleep before I have to come in and be awake all night. So
too much.
Yes, exactly. And I'm kind of on too little sleep. I'm kind of trying to figure all this out. So I'm still going to try to do my Saturday broadcast on Saturday because I don't have to work Friday nights under normal circumstances. But it may be earlier in the day than now. So,
I must admit, Trina, I got a bit confused because I looked on the invite and it said tomorrow's date. And I went in the group and it's only because Lonnie told me you're on tonight as well. Otherwise, I would wouldn't have been here now. I would have skipped it and been on tomorrow. Not
well, that might have come, that confusion might have come from when I posted it, because I posted it super terrifically horribly early this morning.
Never mind. No
and
wrong.
My, well, getting used to new Wi-Fi or the new connection, I don't know what it is, but my computer has been confused for a couple of days, and it's just now getting itself straightened around. So, sorry for any confusion. I didn't mean to be confused. It's supposed to be the 23rd, and then the gospel show is on the 24th, and that's usually an automatic. That's an automatic date time. But when I typed that out, I was still on yesterday, so I very well could have said tomorrow, and I actually did it early this morning. So my brain was mush by then, girl. What can I tell you?
It's I'm done.
It's like, well, it's like half milk on Jell-O. That is really what I felt like by the time I got home today. But that's okay because I have everything ready. But I wanted to let you know there's going to be a gospel show tomorrow. It's going to air at the same time as today's show is airing.
Okay.
And it is 1 hour. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, E and me and Shauna all talked, and we decided that it's time. It's time.
Yeah.
So away we go. Away we go. So that's what we're going to do. And right now, I have a request from John.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Helen, who will be a blast from the past. It's the 70s. Mm-hmm. Helen Reddy was 70s. Do you remember the rock opera, Jesus Christ Superstar?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay. She had songs in that. And that's when her name became known and her career kind of picked up some momentum and stuff was for that rock opera. So anyway, this is Helen Reddy. And she is saying, I can't say goodbye to you. I know people like that. Okay, here we go.
Say it would be better if we stopped seeing each other. If you had only met me first when you were free. 'Cause now you've got commitments, I should not expect things from you that you can't give to me. Oh, but baby, can't you see? I can't say goodbye to you. No matter how I try, you're such a part of me. Without you, I would die deep in the heart of me. I know that you and I were meant to be forever. I can't tell you goodbye. Some things happen that can never be explained. Now it's too late for me. I've already given you my heart. I can't say goodbye to you. No matter how I try, you're such a part of me. Without you, I would die. I know that you and I were meant to be forever. I can't tell you
Oh, yeah, she really does have a nice voice.
Oh, yeah.
I can see why her career took off once that Jesus Christ Superstar hit the scene, you know.
Yeah,
she's really good.
Beautiful.
She's really good.
You don't hear of her no more, though, do you, Jenny?
Huh?
Don't hear of her no more, though, do you?
No, not anymore. Yeah. And she did. Do you remember, this was back during the Women's Lib thing and all that gobbledygook garbage. Do you remember the song I Am Woman?
Yes. Remember that?
She did that. That was a Helen Reddy song. She did that. And that was one of her big ones. And it's kind of like, I think about it now and I went, why? But back then, it was the thing. Yeah. So, you know.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Made her name. So that was all right. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got something nice going now. Do you guys all remember this, just this little nothing band called the Rolling Stones?
Oh, yes. Mick Jagger.
Oh, yeah. The Tongue.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. I remember in the third grade, the first time I saw that. I forget what show it was, American Bandstand, maybe, I'm not sure. But I saw him, and I kind of stood there with this frown on my face going, what is all the furor about? You know, and then they showed that album cover with the tongue sticking out. And I went,
yeah,
you know, that dude's kind of gross.
It was.
My girlfriend at that, I mean, this is third grade, kids, okay? And my girlfriend at that time, she looked at me like I was out of my mind. But, hey, you know, I had been listening only to country music up until then because that's what Mama had the radio on. And that's how it rolled down in my house. And this is my kind of my early exposures to rock and roll. And I just, at that point, I did not get it. I just didn't get it. Mm-hmm. Later, of course, it sort of came into focus, you know, and ran with it. But 9 years old and 10 years old just wasn't quite there yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
A couple years later, it all fell into place. So anyway, I'm going to play something by this little unknown band called the Rolling Stones and called Honky Tonk Woman.
That one.
Tried to take me upstairs for a ride.
There you go, that little nothing band called the Rolling Stones. I'm sure there were many people back when the Rolling Stones first came on the scene that said, oh, don't pay any attention to them, flash in the pan, 3 months, they'll be gone. And they would have been wrong.
Yeah,
very,
still going
very
strong.
Oh, very, oh, yeah. That's because he keeps marrying younger women and it keeps him going.
I know. I know.
Hey, you know what? There's a method to the madness. That, hey, that's cool,
yes.
You know, that's all right. We, hey, good for them. You know, just good for Mick. If he stays and keeps going till he's 110, good for him. As long as he's moving, enjoying life, and he can just marry another 30-year-old, no problem. You know, he can do that. Have another baby. That'll either kill
you. Oh, well done.
Yeah. Well, one way or the other, you know, it's either going to keep him going or it's going to put him in the grave, one way or the other.
Exactly.
So, you know, so why not? Give it a shot. See what happens. Hey, could be interesting.
Yeah. Just go for it.
Anyway, yeah, exactly. Exactly. We have, it's a song called Fire by a guy named Arthur Brown. And he actually builds himself as, and this is just this album, I'm sure, but The Crazy World of Arthur Brown.
Yeah.
And then he does this song, Fire. So let's listen.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
And I was just thinking while that song was on that it's a good thing to remember the 60s because there was a lot of excellently wonderful music. There was also a lot of music that, and some of the Rolling Stones stuff is included in this, was played in the midst of a drug-induced fog, if you know what I mean. That was the 60s. That was the 60s. Yeah. I'm not saying it was a good thing. I'm not saying it was the right thing. That's just what happened. So some really strange things came from that.
Yeah.
And when you hear something like what we just heard, that kind of brings to mind all of this funky weirdness that was going on at that time. This song came out in 1968. So, you know, that keep that in mind when you hear some of this weird stuff, you know. It's nostalgic for me because I used to hear it on the radio all the time. And some of it I hear now and I go, huh, okay, I know where that came from. And it's just, you know, experience lets you know what was really happening. And back then, you're really too young to see it. So that's okay. That's okay. You learn. As you get older, you learn.
We do. That's okay. Yep.
You fall apart, but you learn. I mean, you know. All right. It's time for another Elvis song. I really, really need another Elvis song. And this one, you know, we're not going to slow it down and chill it out. We're not just not going to do that right now. We're going to have him do Power of My Love.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, break it, burn it, drag it all around, twist it, turn it.
Power. You know, that is probably one of the most powerful things on earth is love.
Yes, definitely.
It, you know, it's more powerful than hate. It can kill hate. It's just the most powerful thing. It can make a heart sing. It can encourage and uplift the homeless, the people that have no hope left. Show them a little kindness and a little love, and it does wonders. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. That's not the kind of love that song is talking about, of course, but, you know, hey, all love is good love, right? Mm-hmm. You got to remember that. But yeah. Yeah, I'd take the kind of love that song is talking about. I'd take that. No question. I wouldn't even hesitate. It's there. Yep. It's offered. Hey, okay.
Nobody.
We can go there. We can go there.
Mm,
right
definitely.
Now, we're going to... Oh, yeah. No question. We're going to listen to Tommy Rowe.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 60s again.
Yeah.
And this is one of these little teeny bopper songs. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I was in like the sixth grade, seventh grade. Come on, kids. Like, you know, this stuff is starting to go on. And this is Tommy Rowe singing Dizzy.
Ah, yes.
I would love to do that. I would love to have that effect on somebody. Just make them feel dizzy. Make them feel dizzy. Because that feels good. Dizzy like that is a good thing. Dizzy on top of a cliff, not so much. But, you know, where did this thing come from? I don't know. I'm not going to explore that either. So, all right, let's.
Oh, Jenny.
I keep telling you, I'm a little off the wall, man. Nobody believes me, but it's really true. It really, really is true. So
nothing.
It's a nice wall. It's a nice wall. It's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't go on forever. It doesn't go all the way around. It's a nice wall.
It's all good.
Pat it. Nice wall. Nice wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Teach it how to sit. Oh, never mind. Okay. Sam Cooke. Do y'all remember Sam Cooke? I mean, you know, that was 60s, early 60s.
Mm.
Anyway, we're going to hear old Sam doing Bring It On Home to Me.
Mm.
TV long time ago, and it was the aliens had come to live on Earth because their planet, whatever happened to it, and sour milk was the same to them as alcoholic drinks are to us. So yeah, maybe I'm one of them. I don't know. I don't like sour milk, but you know, whatever. It's like,
we have to watch you, Jenny.
Yeah. You think? Okay. I like being watched. I could do that. That's all right with me. I don't mind. See, you take it any direction you want to, Anne. I can run with it. It's okay.
So will.
I know where to go. Yes. The Drifters.
Lovely.
The Drifters are going to do Sweets for My Sweet and Sugar for My Heart.
You match the stars in your eyes, darling. I'm the
All right. Sweet for my sweet. And we won't talk about what those sweets might be. Different people, they're different things to different people. So, you know, you got your idea of sweets. I got my idea of sweets. And everybody else has their own idea of sweets. And if they jive, then it's really sweet. So, okay, stop, Jenny. Stop. Okay.
You're off again.
Oh, yeah. I'm always off, honey. That's not a question. I'm always off. But, hey, you know what? It's that time. We're almost out of time. And it's been great being back. It's been a couple of weeks, and I really, really missed it. It's amazing how much of a part of you these things become. They become ingrained to where it just doesn't feel normal to not do it, to not have it. Yeah, it's kind of like, it really is akin to performing. You know, that gets under your skin, that gets in your blood to where you need it. And you just, as time goes on, it takes different forms, but it's still there. It's still there because you need it. But anyway, thank you everybody for being with me in this show after a couple of weeks hiatus. And we'll be figuring things out. The time is going to be switching around a little bit, so just keep tabs on that link. I just got to find out what works with the new job, because I do work on Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday night, and I'm talking all night, kids. So, I've got to find the times that work. And I do think the Sunday Gospel Hour is going to be directly after my shift. So because I have to work again that night. So there we go with that. That'll be easiest. And then I can just go home and crash, and it's great. So no problem there. But thank you, Anne. You didn't bounce back and forth across the water this time.
Nope.
That is fantastic. I like that.
I didn't use that rope once.
Exactly. That's good. You had a good anchor over here this time. That's great.
I did.
And thank you, Tanya, for the graphics. I really do enjoy them. You've got some good ideas of who I am, and that's fantastic. I really like that.
Beautiful.
And
work,
I'm sorry,
Tanya.
Susan. Susan's having connectivity problems. She was trying to come into the show, but it just wouldn't work for her, and I'm really sorry for that. Maybe next week it'll be better. We'll give it a shot and we'll see. So right now, you know, I'm going to play one of our old standards that seems to have made its way into every show. And so get ready to steam, guys, because it is Steamroller Blues.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take it on. Thank you. Baby, I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul. A churning urn, a burning font. I'm a cement mixer. A churning urn, a burning font. I'm a demolition derby. A hefty hog, steamy junk. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all you have to say. Just, oh, yeah. You know, every time I hear that song, I think of the 6-inch high heels.
Mm-hmm.
And the really the sexy top with the thong and the I don't have room in my living room, but you know, the stripper pole and the, you know, just,
oh, yeah.
Hey, you know, real, go to town, man, because that's the music for it. Just go to town and you just have somebody sitting there enjoying the show.
Mm-hmm.
I like that thought. I mean, that's, hey, most people wouldn't, but hey, I do. I like
Jenny,
it.
Jenny, whatever turns you on.
Yeah. Well, you know, not just me. It's just whoever happens to be there, you know. It's,
well,
and
yeah.
It wouldn't be just happens to be there. It would be a choice. I mean, you know, it's not going to be just any old Tom, Dick, and Harry. It's going to, there's a choice.
No.
You know, it has to be a choice, but it would be fun. It would just be fun.
It would.
No, just fun.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do it for a living, but it would be fun to just do for fun.
That's right.
Well, I gotta go, kids. Yeah, so good night. Thank you for being
good
here.
Good night, Jenny.
And we'll see y'all next week.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
night,
you.
John.
Bye-bye.
Night, Jenny.